All right, who's excited to be in the house of the Lord? All right, amen. Praise God. I'm not going to give much of an introduction to myself. I'm going to jump right into it. I've got 1, 2, 3 teachings here and a few minutes to teach it. So we're really going to stand in faith for this week, more for impartation than we are going to be standing in faith for teaching. If you have not been to Bible school, we do it at Bible school. If you've not been through the encounters, we do these things at encounters. It is wijsbelangrijk, very important that you partake and do that, please. So this is a lifestyle. Moving in the prophetic is a lifestyle. It is not a once-off thing, and you need to be trained in it. So I really want to encourage us all. When there's a SOS, we do what Pastor Sias does, SOS. I've taken some of his teachings of the SOS training. SOS just stands for the School of Supernatural. And come and partake. It's a lifestyle. It is not a once-off event. It's something that we're going to try and pull through more through to the cells as well. And just to tell you, just for the expectation of what's going to happen this week. So tonight, we're going to speak about the prophetic. What is the prophetic? And prophecy. What is prophecy? How do I prophesy? And then on Friday night, we're going to bring in Robert Kellerman. I don't know if you guys remember the night that I gave my sermon. Robert was jamming. He's got an incredible anointing to break things open in the prophetic in worship. And we've invited him to come and give a teaching on prophetic worship. But it's not on how to worship. It's a how to worship, because worship is not singing. Does everyone know that? Okay. What is the highest form of worship? Praise the Lord. Everyone that's been to Bible school, it's obedience. Okay. So Rob will be ministering. We're going to be doing a lot of worship on Friday night, and then we're going to go into moving in the gifts on Friday night as well. Saturday, we're going to be doing electives. We're going to have basically, I'll get to that. Let's not outrun myself. Okay. I'm going to pray quickly for myself. Something you need to know about people like myself, we jump like this. Now, my wife can't even keep up with me, so bless all of us tonight. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you and we just pray, Lord, that you'll come and speak to us. We come and surrender our hearts, our lives to you. Come and teach us the prophetic. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll just come and bring us wisdom. Come and give us peace. We want to partner, and we want to build your house. And Lord, we thank you that we can partake in your house. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for clarity. We thank you, Lord, that tonight, Lord, each one of us will be able to prophesy. Each one of us will be able to have dreams and visions. And Lord, we don't ask for a once-off experience with you. We ask for a lifestyle. You died and gave us the gifts, Lord, to move in them, not to now and then. Use them, but that they can manifest all the time in our life. And we just want to see that happen in our lives. So we humbly come and sit before you. We humble ourselves. And we say, Lord, your will, not our will. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a great honor to be able to be up here with you guys tonight. And I just want to thank Pastor Tiens for last year. Hello, Tiens. I just want to thank you personally for this opportunity. Pastor Tiens and I have walked a long road together. We've known each other a few years. And he's seen me learn, make mistakes, learn, make more mistakes. And still with all my mistakes and all my flaws in my character, he still allows me and asks me to come on staff. And it's a real honor, Tiens, to minister with you and to build the kingdom with you and to submit under you. I need brownie points of the boss. Matthias, bye, donkey. Thank you for serving us. Thank you for staying here and not leaving, even though you drive every day, feels like hundreds of kilometers through that traffic, to come and serve us. And we honor you and we love you. And even though we don't know all the shots you take and what you pay and the prayers and the disappointments and the tears, we thank you for believing in us and partnering with us. And may the Lord bless you, keep you, And may you finish the next marathon faster than Yaku. All right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint upon them that mourning in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So tonight I'm going to speak about prophets and prophecy. And one thing in the back of your mind that you need to always remember is that all glory goes to God. Always. 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 And for 2 minutes, you'll be able to steal that glory. Could you not? For about 2 minutes in the Spirit, you'll be able to do it. And then it gets dangerous. It is better to make sure that all glory goes to God. Then we take God's glory. And something that the church at the moment is doing is, we have the ability to share in that glory. We have the ability to steal the glory. We have the ability to partake in that glory. And we need the discernment to know when we're stealing and when God is showing us stuff. But all glory always goes to God. Okay. So what is the definition of the prophetic, prophecy? What does it mean? Okay. This is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Prophecy means to flow forth, to spring forth, to bubble forth. This is not fortune-telling or foretelling, but rather forth-telling. Are you guys with me? Does that make sense? Okay. The best example that I can give you for what prophecy is, who was everyone, most of us here was Sunday year? Yeah? Okay. Pastor Jens gave a testimony of how someone prophesied over his wife that she'll arrive safely. Do you remember that? Okay. Listen to this. If it was not prophesied, she would not have come home safe. That's what prophecy is. It's if it's not spoken, it won't happen. That's the difference between a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom and prophecy. It is, and I'll go into this a little later, the speaking to the dry bones. It's you speak, and because you've spoken, it happens. Now, that can only happen if you're hearing what God's saying. All right? So it's not, I prophesy a new bike. Okay, that is what I want, and that's not what the Lord wants for me. All right. Are you guys getting what I'm saying? So basically, that's what prophecy is. All prophecy leads to Christ, Revelations. In the New Testament, all prophecy leads to God, His Son, Jesus Christ, returning. So it's for the preparation of the bride, all right? We, His bride, and the coming of the Messiah. That's what prophecy is about. All prophecy must be tested. And all prophecy must lead to that. So if you get a personal word over your life, guess what? It has to lead to Jesus coming back. Okay. That changes the way we prophesy. That changes our heart. Because am I leading this guy to Jesus? Or am I leading this guy to me? Okay. Basically, guys, prophecy is for reconciliation to God and to His people. So it's to the Father heart, as we heard Pastor Tien's preaching on Sunday. Guys, Sunday's sermon was absolutely out of this park accurate of the spirit that we sit in with us in South Africa. All right? We are sitting with a nasty spirit. And it's not just in South Africa. It is in the whole world. The stats of fatherlessness in this country and in this world is crazy. And this is something that we have to stand for and pray that God will deliver and heal us of. Because if you struggle with it, I'm running out. I'll get there. Bernie, relax. Okay. I'm too fast on myself. I want to get to my next notes. So to prophecy is to see and to hear. All right. That's why we prophesy. That's what prophets do. All right. Moving to the next slide. So, still part of the definition. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's to bring unity in the faith. It's to bring correction and conviction. Edification, exhortation, comfort. It's to bring us direction, preparation, separation, impartation, and prediction. All right? That's the prophetic. You got that? Everyone got the scriptures? Memorized? Okay. Ready for the test? So many of us ask, how do I hear the voice of God? Thank you for asking a question. Great question. The way we hear the voice of God, can we go to the next slide, please? Is through word. Let me stop there. It's very simple to hear the voice of God. If you seek, you will find. So I can tell you to read the word of God, but if you're not seeking, you won't find. There are a lot of people. I met a lady who, I come from a Baptist background. She, Auntie Shirley, she lost a leg many years ago before she died. And it brought bitterness. She knew the Bible better than our pastor. Now, our pastor knew the Word of God incredibly. And Auntie Shirley could quote any scripture. She was a machine. And on her deathbed, my aunt went to her. I mean, she was in the church forever. And my aunt went and said to her, Shirley, you need to give your life to the Lord. She said, no. How's that for encouragement? You'd think someone on their deathbed would at least say, okay, well, you know, I'm between me and my maker. She knew the scripture. She did not seek. Understand? All right. So it's about seeking. So how do we seek? Praise God. It's through word, 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 and more word. Prayer, prayer, more prayer. It's a lifestyle. Okay? Being baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you want to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Okay? I'm going to give us an opportunity at the end for those of us that is not baptized in the Holy Spirit. All right? I want you to come up to me. In the end, they come and talk to me. All right? Yaku and myself, we're going to pray for you guys. And we're going to stand in faith with you. All right? You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All right? I'm not going to go into all the scriptures. This is not a Bible school teaching. We don't have the time, unfortunately. All right? Repentance. Guys, if you don't repent, you're not going to hear the voice of God. And listen, it's not that being, if you're not baptized, listen quickly. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, doesn't mean you don't hear God's voice. It just makes it easier. All right. So I'm not saying if you're not baptized, but if you want to move in the gifts, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. All right. Then the most important thing is love. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1 says, desire the gifts and pursue love. What is more important, desiring or pursuing? All right. Thank you for the 12 of you. You are my disciples. Judas, come out. We desire the gifts, but we pursue love. If you do not pursue love, you will not move accurately in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is all about love. Jesus says, I don't do anything. At least the Father says, I don't do anything without telling my prophets, the servants. If you want to hear God's voice, guess what? Serve, serve, serve. Not surf. Sorry, Murray. Sorry, Stefan. Sorry. I can't even remember when last I've surfed. I have a deep desire to go surf one day before I die again. All right. By serving. Not serving yourself, serving God. Where's the best place to do that? When you say church, I'm getting worried because I feel we all go religious. In the house of the Lord. We serve one another. This is where we serve. All right. Hindrances, offense, bitterness, unforgiveness. Spoke about earlier, adoption versus being an orphan. Okay, sonship. Then we can you all read the bottom one. This is one that we don't speak about, and this I will give, if Tienz ever gives me the opportunity to preach again, yeah, I will preach about honoring. If we do not honor. Okay? Quick story. Jesus comes to a place to minister, and it says that he comes there and he can barely minister. He heals a few minor headaches and a few backaches, but he really can't move. The scripture before that actually speaks, because that's where they say, but isn't this Jesus the carpenter? This is where Jesus says that a prophet is not received in his own home. Because they did not honor him, they could not be healed. We see that with the Pharisees as well. When they, you know the story when they break open the roof and they lower the guy on the mat? It says that Jesus came to heal the Pharisees. There was a spirit that the Lord had upon him to heal the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the teachers. Only the guy that came through the roof was healed. There was no honor. They did not honor Jesus. Receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, receive a prophet's reward. Receive Christ in the name of Christ, get Christ's reward. Get it? All right. Honoring. If we do not honor. Honor means up. Honor means across, my peers. And honor means down to those that are underneath me. Honor. Something I saw in Japan when I did outreach in Japan, very random. They really, really, really honor one another. Whenever you greet someone, you bow. It's a lot of fun, actually. So if you get a guy, he bows to you, you bow lower than him, then he'll bow lower than you. You can keep that doing that, you won't stop. We tested it. It's a lot of fun. The funniest thing is, when they answer their cell phones, they start bowing. They're so in the practice of, yeah, I kid you not, that they actually start bowing for the guy and saying hi. It's hilarious. But they have a culture of honoring. Okay, please do not start bowing to one another. That would be freaky. But there's a natural in their culture. Now, it's something we've taken out of our culture. I don't want to say it. This is a prophetic warning and a prophetic word. If you want to move in the gifts of God, if you want what God has for you, it will come through honoring. Okay, I've seen, because I've honored, how God has raised me up. Because of that culture, because of honoring. You don't like your boss, too bad, honoring. Must I say that again? You don't like your boss, too bad, honor him. Because if you can't honor him, you can't honor Christ. Scripture says, do all things as unto worship to God. And if he's put you in a job, guess what? You're ambassador of who? Christ. Therefore, we in that place have to honor. It's hard, Oaks. I had a boss. You know, I don't stand here before you because I'm preaching at you. I had to go through this. My boss for the first 2 years slandered Shofar. Didn't not like Shofar. Slandered him. For the first year, almost every day, that's such a Shofar thing. Typical Shofar. So were you in Shofar on Sunday? That's all I heard the whole time. I was like, seriously, dude. Like, I literally one day sat him down. It was maybe a bit dishonoring. I'm like, it was really funny the first 6 months, but I'm not over it. Could we stop? It got less. I had to learn to honor my boss. Even though he did not like Shofar. All right. We honor those that God put above us. Amen. Okay. So, the hows. How do we hear the voice of God? Now, God can speak to us in many different ways, guys. Can I go to the next slide? All right. Mental images or impressions. Okay? Everyone close your eyes. Now I need you to see a pink dinosaur. No, just stick with me. Hold with me. Stick with me. This is not a prophetic word. Hold on. Can everyone see a pink dinosaur? Okay. Stop. Open up your eyes. Now that was inspired by man. Okay, obviously. That just... Who saw Barney the dinosaur, the purple one? Okay, those are the prophets in the house. So it's very simple. As I spoke, so if the Lord speaks, he puts a mental impression in your corp. All right. Just the impression. So it can be a mental image or an impression. Impression is something you feel. I can't think of an example right now, but sometimes I feel music. I mean, I don't know music at all. I get the impression that of music. Often when I'm around people, I get that impression, and I feel there's something about music. Okay. Visions. So God will often give you a vision. Now, vision, the difference between impression and the vision, a vision is you can be a real, like, you can basically see it in front of you, like a little movie that's playing, or you can literally have a vision where it opens up in front of you like a proper movie house screen. Like, I wouldn't be able to see you. I see this moving, and it's just this amazing picture that God shows me. All right. I know there's some of us that experienced that. That's a real vision. Then you get something called a trance. All the scriptures are up there. Please go and read them. We can send you next week or sometime in this week all these scriptures. Now, trance is that you can go into a trance. I've once been in a trance. No, maybe been a few more times in a trance. I was basically doing an extended fast at that time, and the Lord was taking me into my prayer time. We'd actually go into trances, and it sounds very freaky. It's not that freaky, but it's just where you experience God and what God is saying, what God's doing. Maybe share that on Saturday. It's a cool testimony. Dreams, God can speak to you in dreams. Now, if you dream about spur, especially if you're fasting, that's probably not from God. Okay, that's the spirit of spur. But you can have godly dreams and you can have demonic dreams. All right, so I know a lot of us here struggle with demonic dreams. There's often that we have bad dreams where things are stolen, etc., etc. Sometimes it can be a warning from God, okay? Sometimes it's not. Hopefully by Saturday you will know the difference, and that's what we're aiming for. So I've got a guy in on Saturday. He's going to be giving one of the electives on dreams and visions. He really moves mightily in it. And you'll be sharing the do's and don'ts, how to interpret. Is it from God? Is it not from God? All right. We're going to be breaking up into smaller groups for the electives, so you guys can also ask a lot of questions and that we can train and practice. Okay. Okay, I need to move on. Audible voice of God, word in your mouth, songs, music, poetry, scripture, inner witness. Guys, you see his flags up in front? Okay, back in the 80s. Someone started flag dancing in the church. It's just an expression. Okay, so you can have that expression in graphics, in dancing. Okay, Reino's wife, Pastor Reino from Rondebosch, his wife really ministers in dancing. So much so that the one day he was really hitting a wall and he didn't know. And she actually started at the back dancing. And as she danced, he got the word of interpretation of the dance and knew what to give the sermon. Wow. Okay, so dance can be prophetic, and it can actually break spirit. Dance is often war. Dance is representative of war often. Not always, sometimes. Okay, so music, songs, graphic designers. How many graphic designers that's in the designing industry? A few of us, okay? You guys, God can give you inspiration, okay? Give you a painting, give you a drawing, and that drawing or that painting can bring healing. Okay, there's been many testimonies where in the United States they have this one place where you can go do art on the walls. And this one woman painted a guy's life. Guy got saved. As soon as he saw this is my life. She never met him. God just gave him an impression. And the guy got saved because she drew Jesus in where Jesus was and everything he was going through. Guy came to Christ. Okay. So there's really great power in songs, paintings, dreams, visions, trances. Okay, so prophecy versus the prophet. Now listen carefully. We must remember that the gift of prophecy is a gift, not an office. Okay? Headship. Ministry as described in Ephesians 4:11. We can all prophesy, but we cannot all be prophets. The ministry of the prophet may include correction or conviction of sin. All right. What is important here to remember, guys, is that, guess what? Bad news. You cannot ask to be a prophet. That is something that through your life, God anoints you and chooses you. Okay. Most of us do not want to be a prophet. Pastor Tienz always makes a joke. If you want to be a prophet, you will be persecuted. Who wants to be a prophet now? Okay. So, mostly the prophets are often persecuted, go through a lot. They're dodgy, funny people in the beginning to start off. In any case, they're just weird. But God can use them too. All right. All prophecy needs to be tested. Guess who tests the prophecy? The teachers. All right. Isn't that awesome? So, I have to submit everything to Tienz. Guys, all things have to be tested. We have to test words. If someone gives you a word, if I don't remember to say this 1,000 times over, and it does not confirm, put it on the back burner. So if I say to you, Mark, you're going to Japan tomorrow morning, and you need to buy a ticket, and you go, dude, God has not spoken to me. Guess what? It's not from God. Sorry. Not going to Japan. There has to be confirmation of the words that we give. Okay, it's different if it's a correction, but already God will speak to someone. The last person, listen to this, the last person he sends to you is the prophet. That's not a good thing. It's the last thing God does before he'll bring judgment or correction. That's why the prophet comes lastly. So God would have already spoken to you in your life. Okay, so prophecy, guys, is to edify. The prophets are the one that often bring correction. Okay, so don't worry about having to bring correction in people's life. The Lord might lead you once or twice to do that, but mainly it is to edify, build up, encourage. Okay, many of us come from a house with a bad dad who was not able to edify us. In other words, see the potential and speak to the potential and raise up the potential. Most of our fathers, because of their own fears, their own concerns, went, "Het jy weer gedop? Did you fail again? What's going on? Who's this girl?" Okay? Usually that's the mom. But that's what we used to. So we think that's how we need to be. The Spirit of the Lord is an encouraging spirit. It's a spirit that uplifts and upbuilds. All right. There are false spirits, prophets. Guys, concur in the word, confirm in the spirit. Concur in the word, confirm in the spirit. Okay? As I said, we need to test every prophecy. That's why when we worship up in front and someone brings a word, we first, as pastors, check it. Is this what God's saying for us? It might not be that the person's totally off, it's just not the right time. Okay? Or it's not for the entire congregation. It's just for one or a few members. Okay? So if you come to the front and you have a word and the pastor says to you, "Not now, not tonight," don't be offended. You stood up in faith. That's awesome. Congratulations. We love you. Thank you for doing that. But don't be offended. After all, whose word is it? God's. Not ours. Lord, test me. A person once came to the front to give a word here and gave the word to Tienz, and Tienz actually said, "No, it doesn't feel for the congregation." The lady went to sit down, and then she wrote in a book the scripture. And my mate, they were looking for a venue, and they asked God for confirmation of their venue. And he looked at the scripture, and the scripture was something about in the vine. And the place that they got married and they were praying about is in the vine. God will confirm that word for that person. But because that was not for everyone here, and it wasn't what God was moving in, so was the person right? Yes. Was the person wrong? Yes. You get what I'm saying? The person was obedient and came to share the word. What she should have done was to ask, when you get a word, "Lord, is this for someone here? must I pray for someone because the Lord would have shown it to him? Or is it for the congregation? Is it for everyone? Is it? Are you guys with me? Okay. Perfect. All right. I'm not going to focus too much on the false prophets, although there are many. Guys, there's a big movement at the moment to move in the prophetic. There is a lot of prophetic teachings you can go to. Don't. All right? We make space for the prophetic in the house. If you want to go to something, come check with us first. Because many times you get funny impartations. There's a lot of stuff about fire falling and fire rising and floods coming and I don't know what all. All right? Rather, guess what? God wants to move through your life. He wants to move through here, in your workplace. That's where you need to move. It's us stirring up our faith together and allowing the Lord to come and show us prophecy. We're going there together. All right? So I'm not slandering anyone, but I'm just saying, guys, please come and talk to us before you go. All right? I have a brother. I'm going to get very emotional. He fell for these teachings. He had to throw out everything. He's now in a church that doesn't move in the spirit at all. Because he started going to teachings that deceived him. Totally. And the deceptive thing, it will always lead you to sex. It's one of those funny things. One of the things that you'll see in the false words that start coming, it will actually make you to want to have sexual intercourse. And that's how he realized it was. By that time, it was far too late. All right? He was part of the SOS. He was part of the trance outreaches. We go to trance parties. Did you guys know that? Yeah, I freak out at a trance party. Wow. People literally have to hold my hand when I go to trance parties. I see other things. But there are false teachings out there. We want to protect you from them. It's not that we want to say no to the prophetic. We love the prophetic. But we understand that we walk together and we understand that we know certain people that move well in the prophetic and we've walked with them. We know their testimony. All right? We'll say definitely go to these guys. All right? There are some great books you can read and there's some really bum books you can read. So come and talk to us. Okay? The prophetic gets very confusing. God is not an author of confusion. All right? I'm going to leave that there. Okay. Prophets versus prophesy. Acts 21. On the next day, we who were with Paul's companions departed and came to a funny place and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now the man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And as they stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Okay, do we see the difference between the woman that prophesied? They weren't prophets, they prophesied, and the prophets. Can we see there's a distinction between the two? Agabus, amazing guy, he prophesied that there was going to be an earthquake, if I remember correctly, and he prophesied Paul's death, being bound. All right, next slide. I need to move on for time. So we're going to be doing some of the gifts. The gifts that we're going to be focusing on is prophecy tonight, inspirational, okay? And then we're going to be focusing on revelational on Saturday and on Friday. So those are the gifts that the Lord is showing that us as a congregation that we're going to move in mightily. Not that we despise the other gifts, but that's the first gifts that we really want to focus on during this prophetic week. All right, moving along. Dry bones. Ezekiel 37. I don't have time now to read it, unfortunately. But basically, God says to the prophet to prophesy to the bones. Okay, it was these bones in this valley. Does everyone know the story about the dry bones? Ezekiel 37, there's your homework. Dry bones. Okay. So he says, go speak to these dry bones. Speaks to the bones, there comes muscle and sinew and flesh and stuff. And then he says, the Lord says, now speak to these these bodies that the wind may come into them from all four corners. And all these four corners, wind blows, these bones start moving. All right. That is the power of prophecy. Elijah, he was able to say to the rain, stop. And it stopped. That's pretty impressive. For 3 years. How long was it? It was crazy. Long time. And then he had the power to say, and start. And it started raining. Okay? That is prophecy. If he did not prophesy that the rain would stop, it wouldn't have stopped. Okay? I can't prove that, obviously, but that is what prophecy is. When he started saying rain, it rained. Okay. So Matthew 18:18 says, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What is loose on earth is loose in heaven. That's what that does. We, when we prophesy, call down heaven and God's will. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your will be done. In heaven as it is, on earth as it is in heaven. We call down heaven onto earth. That's what prophesying means. It means hearing what God says about someone, something, a situation, and speaking life into it. All right. Can I call up the band so long? We're going to look into start worshiping now. I'm going to give some testimonies of prophecy. And then, I didn't even get to any of these. Okay, prophecy is given as a free gift of grace. Prophecy is given to glorify Christ. We prophesy in part. Very important, people, we prophesy in part. Although it might seem amazing and that you got the whole picture, you don't. We as a congregation, we also actually don't. The entire bride, we do. Okay, so we see in part. We prophesy in part. Remember that, okay? In other words, you don't have to write a book and make thousands of DVDs and movies about your one prophecy that you once had about a situation once. Okay. Okay. Prophecy, for what it's worth, is mostly for corporate and not an individual. All right? It's usually for a corporate setting, not just for individual. So, basically, there won't be a lot of times it will be more words of knowledge that you'll get for a person or a word of wisdom, something that will happen, than actual prophecy. It does happen, it can happen, but it's important to remember that it's more corporate. The reason we need to realize that is because when we prophesy, guys, something starts happening in us. We start feeling very special about ourselves, especially when you're very accurate. And the danger of prophesying is this, that you can prophesy to an idol of someone's heart. In other words, if I sit here and I say, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, this guy will actually pick up your spirit, possibly, the guy that's prophesying. And if he's not mature enough, that's why I warn you not to go to just any person that prophesies. If he's not mature enough to discern that is an idol of your heart, because Scripture says that he will give us the idols of a heart, good or bad. Okay? I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, a Ferrari. I feel God's got a red Ferrari for you. Oh, praise Jesus. Confirmation. Okay? So be careful when we prophesy or get a word for someone. Okay? It needs to lead to Jesus. A red Ferrari is going to lead me over the woody cliff. It's not going to lead me to Jesus. Okay? Perfect. A few testimonies. And then what we're going to do is we're going to ask God, and we're going to worship a little bit together, and we're going to ask that God shows us what he has for us to show for as a group. And we're going to prophesy the place that God called us to be. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to worship. If you feel that there's a word or there's something that God wants to impart, you come and share it with me, come share it with Yaku, come share it with Pastor Tienz, and then we'll just come to agreement, and then we're going to start prophesying what God's called for the city. So it's what the city, remember, we are after the city. This city belongs to Jesus. That's what we want. Amen? All right. So a few testimonies just before we get there, just to give you an idea. A few years ago, Pastor Fred, we were going through a drought, and he stood on the pulpit, on the stage, then DF Milan days, a very long time ago, and he called one or two of the farmers forward. And then he prayed over the farmers, and he said that it will rain. As the prayer finished, I kid you not, I was there, it started raining. It rained like 3 weeks straight or something crazy like that. And God broke that drought that year. Right there. That's prophecy. Huh? Awesome. Okay? That is the inheritance that God has given us to prophesy. As I mentioned with Pastor Tiense's car, the situation with Liesl, the pastor prophesied, nothing will happen to your wife. She will come home safely. Because of that prophecy, she did. There was once a situation in Rondebosch, I was giving an SOS, and I had a word, I just went to the front, didn't call the person to the front, and I said, the Lord showed me that, first of all, it was a vision that God gave me. So the vision was that there was a girl in, and she actually had an abortion. And because of the abortion, there was actually damage done to her womb. And that the Lord actually wanted to bring healing to her womb physically. So I prophesied it right there. Do you know who she was? And as I was walking out, this girl comes up to me and she grabs me. She says, can I share something? I said, sure. She said, as you prayed, I felt like a hand go into my stomach and just fix my womb. Because she's called to birth things spiritually. Okay? That's how these kind of things happen. When God called me to come to Cape Town, I was walking through the street and the Lord said to me, prophesy that you are called here. And I could speak into the spirit realm. I could say, my name is Bernie. I'm on assignment. I'm called to Cape Town. God is calling me here. I'm coming to serve in His house. Long before I was called to come and work for the church. And right there, the spirit realm could open, and I realized that I had authority over everything. Because God had called me to this place. So much so, I was one night sitting here, spooky all a little bit. And one of the gatekeepers of Cape Town came to me. Now, that's not a good gatekeeper. It's a bad gatekeeper. He came to me, and he just looked at me. I looked at him. And he looked at me. He was big. And I asked him, okay, is there a problem? He said, no. You have authority here. And he walked away. Okay, that's a weird word. Weird, that's going to spook some of us. Okay, don't worry. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay? So I have the gift of discernment of spirits. So sometimes I see spirits. Sometimes they come and wake me up in the night and want to have a conversation. I just tell them not interested. Okay? So there is spiritual authority. Remember scripture said, To the sons of Sceva, Jesus we know, Paul we know, Vijay, alright? Because they were moving outside of the authority of God. But because I was in the authority of God, that gatekeeper recognized the authority that God had put on my shoulders. Alright. Isn't it awesome that when God calls you to a place, He gives you authority over that place? Amen. If you call to be Cape Town, guess what? You got authority over Cape Town. Amen. Awesome. Can we sing a song? Okay. All right. So what we want to do right now is, I want us to sit. The band's going to worship. Close your eyes. We're just going to ask the spirit of prophecy. So I'm going to pray over us that the spirit of prophecy will come and move. And if you feel a word, tell the person next to you, Terry, sorry, I'm coming to the front. And we're just going to stand in faith that God really comes and shows us what's on His heart tonight. Is everyone okay with this? There's going to be a lot of time for questions on Saturday. So because we're running a bit short of time, I don't want to keep you all night. Is that all right? Is there any questions, though, that you feel that's really pressing? Have I lost anyone? Guys, it's impossible for me in one night, in 45 minutes, to give you a teaching on prophecy and the prophets. I mean, the whole Bible is full of the prophets. I've got 100 teachings here. Okay. So please go read up about the prophetic. Go read Corinthians 14. Go read what happened in Acts. And ask God, Lord, do the same in my life. Seek. Desire the gifts, especially that we may prophesy. It's the one that God wants more than all the other gifts in our lives. So that we can prophesy because it's speaking. Life and death is in the tongue. We can release something. We can heal someone. We can prophesy life where there's death. We can release God's grace in any and every situation. All right.